Welcome to the Story Weaver Podcast. I'm your host, Bron Rauch Mitchell. Come sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you. Welcome to Story Time. Every Monday, I will read to you a tale or two from authors around the globe, past and present. Today, I present to you two of my own tales. The first, Dragon's Blood, is a flash fiction tale first published in 2015 in Teapot Tales, a collection of unusual fairy tales, Volume 3, available to purchase on Amazon. And the second tale is The Hugging Mug, which has been accepted for publication but has not yet been published. Dragon's Blood. The dragon's blood spilled everywhere. Looking around, Niall could see no witnesses. He let out a sigh of relief. Dragon's blood was rare, and he had been beaten for more minor indiscretions. That the bottle was also smashed to smithereens would be another beating. Niall acted promptly, cleaning the mess to hide the evidence. It was harder to clean up than he remembered, perhaps because he'd only ever spilled a drop before. His ear still stung in remembrance of that night. He nervously scrubbed at the sticky patch on the floor, willing it to shrink. Instead, it spread further, tormenting him. He could run away. He could hide until they'd forgotten about the waste. Or, better still, he could find some more dragon's blood. Niall didn't have any money or items of value to trade, but he did have an old rusty knife. He could hunt a dragon and bring back some of the precious blood. Could he sneak out before his master discovered his crime? Niall wasn't sure, but that was better than marking time until his beating. He disposed of the cleaning rags and the shards as carefully as possible in his hidey hole. Niall snuck into the kitchen. Cook was stern, but she did like to feed him up. She never stopped his master from beating him, but she would often sneak him extra gravy and second servings. The kitchens were empty except for Cook. Seeing Niall, she pointed silently to the table, and there he saw a plate of steaming hot potato cakes. He slathered a couple with butter and breathed them down. Breakfast was hours ago, and he'd only been able to gulp down a couple of mouthfuls before one of the bigger boys had scoffed down the rest. Snatching up a handful, Niall placed them carefully in his pouch before grabbing an empty flagon and filling it with cold water from the pump. Cook silently handed him a bag of slightly bruised apples. Nodding his thanks, Niall smiled, leaving the kitchen as carefully as he had entered it. Realizing that he would need a satchel, Niall stopped at the tip. Sometimes a treasure could be found there. Luck was with him, and he found something that he could trade with. Scooping it up, Niall headed directly to the trading post. While there were a few people around, no one noticed him. Sighing in relief, Niall sought out the desired stall. After the trade was finalized, he cautiously made his way back to his room. Once packed, he hurried out into the forest to seek a dragon. He didn't know what he'd do if he found one. He couldn't kill it, as that would be a waste, but he didn't want to hurt one enough to spill some of its blood either. He wandered into the forest confident that an answer would present itself soon. Heading deeper into the forest, Niall saw blood on the path ahead. Someone was injured. Cautiously following the bloody trail, he began to shiver with a mixture of fear and excitement, for there in front of him was a dragon. Having only ever glimpsed dragons on the rare occasion that they had flown over the keep, Niall was unprepared for the close encounter. The dragon was snared in an oversized net, spears jutting out from its back, wings torn, and its magnificent emerald green hide smeared with blood and dirt. Niall wondered how the dragon had escaped the hunter's clutches. Sobs caught his ears. Spinning round, Niall spied a frightened dragonette peeking out from under the bushes. The little fellow was scared, but a quick glance showed that he wasn't injured. Bringing his attention back to the mother dragon, Niall wondered how he could help her. He cooed, "I know you're in pain, and I want to help you, but I need to see your baby first." Her rainbow eyes sparkled as tears fell. She blinked in response. Carefully approaching the dragonette, Niall pulled the bag of apples from his satchel. Cutting one up into pieces, he offered them to the baby. The dragonette's hunger overtook caution. Gobbling the apple down, he nuzzled Niall for more. As he fed the baby, Niall absently snared a couple of pieces for himself. Deep in thought, he studied the mother dragon's predicament. She was running out of energy. Seeing how gentle Niall was, she allowed him to approach her. Sensing her thirst, Niall grabbed the flagon of water from his satchel. Carefully climbing up to her head, he dropped some of the liquid onto her outstretched tongue. He hoped she didn't see him as a meal. Taking his rusty blade, Niall sawed at the net. It took some work, but he was being gentle. Seeing a spear, he cut around it. He didn't want to chance removing the spearhead in case she bled out. The irony of the situation did not escape him. Once the net was removed, Niall tore his shirt into strips and looked around for the special leaves that his master had taught him to make a healing poultice with. Chewing the leaves up, Niall carefully removed the spearhead, watching as the blood gushed out. He carefully attended to the wound, cooing to her as he did so. Once the other spearheads were removed and the wounds treated in a similar fashion, the dragon finally spoke to Niall. "Thank you, friend. You could have let me die, for I know that your people seek our blood. Yet you chose to help both my baby and myself. If it is in my power, you may ask me for anything that your heart desires, and I will grant it." Niall nodded. In his heart, he knew that none of his people cared for him, with the exception of Cook. Apart from replacing the blood in the bottle, he owed his master nothing. Niall valued the dragon's health more than he feared a beating. He knew what his heart desired. He stuttered. Composing himself, Niall tried again. "May I stay with you and your kin until I am able to find my place in the world? Please, I am a fast learner, and I am an apprentice healer." He stopped as the dragon nodded. The end. The Hugging Mug.
Happy birthday, Grandad. I hope you like it. I made it myself.
4-year-old Lucy gently thrust a small, brightly coloured parcel into her grandfather's gnarled hands. Lovingly wrapped, the parcel was festooned with ribbons and stickers galore. Lucy hopped from foot to foot as her grandfather teasingly took his time to unwrap her gift.
"Oh, Grandad," she whined a teensy bit impatiently.
Her grandfather beamed at her, winked, and pulled the rest of the paper off in one movement. Looking at the box, he grinned at her, saying with a gentle laugh,
"Ha! A box! Thank you, Lucy. How did you know that was just what I wanted?"
Lucy groaned and resumed hopping again. Her grandfather chuckled, tousled her hair, and opened the box. His grin grew larger, if that was possible, as he pulled out a blue, misshapen, handmade mug.
"It's my favourite colour," he said, giving her a kiss on the cheek and a squeezy hug. "I made it in Mummy's studio, all by myself," Lucy said proudly. "It's a hugging mug, she explained to her grandfather. You wrap your hands around the mug, and you can keep your hands warm on those freezy cold mornings. She clapped her hands in excitement and danced around her grandfather. She wasn't paying attention to the reactions of the other people gathered in the cheery kitchen, so she didn't hear some of the ugly comments made about her gift. Huh, what sort of present is that? It's misshapen and ugly looking.
Couldn't her mother afford to buy a real present?
Her mother is a potter. She could have helped her make a prettier mug. But her grandfather heard. He glared in their direction as he scooped Lucy up in a big bear hug. Lucy, that is the most thoughtful gift that anyone has ever given me. It is just the perfect gift. My cold, arthritic hands will be thanking you on those freezing cold mornings. It is a one-of-a-kind gift. From now on, this will be the only mug that I drink my cuppers from. Lucy smiled proudly and hugged her grandfather's neck. Her grandfather placed her gently back down, and she ran off to say hello to her grandfather's cats, Mog and Pog. Certain that Lucy was out of earshot, her grandfather spun around and spoke kindly yet firmly to the rest of his guests. Yes, the mug is misshapen, but not as misshapen as some of your hearts, it would seem. Lucy obviously put a lot of thought and love into her gift, and therefore it is priceless. The fact that it is misshapen in your eyes just makes it all the more beautiful and unique to me. He paused to glare at them, and then resumed his chiding. That Lucy thought about my arthritis and how hard it is for me to grab hold of a standard mug on a freezing cold day shows me that Lucy possesses empathy, something that some of you are clearly lacking. Even those that had said nothing unkind looked bashfully at their feet and blushed. After Lucy returned, they all praised her handiwork. Lucy's grandfather was as good as his word. He would only drink his cuppers from Lucy's hugging mug. Over the years, Lucy grew older, and still her grandfather would only drink from that mug. Lucy's mug was his pride and joy, until one fateful day when the mug slipped out of her hands as Lucy was drying it. She burst into shocked tears.
I'm sorry, Grandad. I didn't mean to drop your mug.
Scooping up the pottery shards, she sobbed harder. Lucy, her grandfather whispered.
Don't be sad. Accidents happen, sweetheart. Let's put the pieces aside, and if you'll sweep the floor, I'll get us a snack.
He smiled at Lucy as she stood up and hugged him. Later that day, after hearing what had happened, Lucy's mum took the pieces back to her studio and set to work. Years before, when she was learning her craft, her teacher had told her about the ancient Japanese art of repair, kintsukuroi, where precious ceramic items are repaired with a special gold-dusted lacquer, making the cracks a featured part of the repaired item. Knowing how priceless the hugging mug was, Lucy's mum lovingly repaired her daughter's gift using this ancient method. When the mug was ready, Lucy's mum carefully placed it in a box, wrapping the box in coloured paper and festooning it with ribbons and stickers, reminiscent of that long-ago gift.
Lucy! Dad! Could you come into the kitchen, please?
When they entered the kitchen, she pointed to the box and smiled, explaining, "A gift for you both." Lucy and her grandfather gave each other puzzled smiles as they carefully opened the gift together. Gasping delightedly, they admired the repaired hugging mug, the gold joins glinting against the blue background. In Japan, the most precious items were repaired with gold. This hugging mug is priceless. It doesn't belong in the landfill. It deserves the place of honour that it has had for all of those years. Lucy and her grandfather beamed at Lucy's mum, their eyes glistening with loving tears. The hugging mug was proudly used for many more years to come. Lucy's grandchildren would beg her to tell them the story of the hugging mug that she had made for her grandfather as she warmed her own arthritic hands around the hugging mug. The end. And that's it for this episode. I'd like to say a quick thank you to Foolish Paul for his invaluable assistance with creating the show. The podcast intro was created by Foolish Paul using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Our next episode, Poetry Readings with Bron, is on Wednesday. See you then. I'm Bron Rauch-Mitchell, and thank you for joining me under the story tree.